My name is Cheryl. I'm 47 years old, and I'm currently working as a healthcare assistant in an adolescent mental health hospital in Northamptonshire. And I was studying for my nursing degree in mental health nursing. I have two children who are autistic. One is on the spectrum of autism, and the other one has Asperger's. So having raised them, I wanted to be able to kind of go into that field because it's something that I understand. So I just was more interested in looking into mental health itself and seeing how I could help people with any kind of difficulties. That drew me into mental health nursing. And then through my working as a healthcare assistant, I've been able to work on different wards. So I've worked with dementia patients, with men and women who've got mental health problems, and then most recently I've been working in the adolescent wards, and I've found that I've got on much better in the adolescent mental health units, just because I think I can associate more with them, because having children grown up with different difficulties. So it's something that I quite enjoy doing and feel like I can make a difference doing. Working in adolescent mental health, you come across a lot of different conditions that they have. The main thing seems to be at the moment eating disorders, self-harm, depression, anxiety. We look a lot at coping skills and things that they can do to sort of distract their minds from things that they might be thinking, maybe distract themselves if they're thinking about self-harm. And also, if you know, there's a lot of childhood traumas, things like that, that they're coping with. We also do mindfulness, which is quite helpful because it gives them time to just sort of focus on something else, and it's meant to be drawing attention away from their thoughts and feelings at the time. Myself as a healthcare assistant spends most of my time on the ward with them, talking to them, getting to understand more what they're about, maybe giving them ideas about different coping skills that they can use, and generally just being around to hopefully get them on the road to discharge at some point. Whilst on the ward, you see that there are different stigmas that are attached to adolescents and how they feel about their mental health or mental illness. They will often talk about not being included in sort of general society and that sort of thing. So one of the good things, the positives about being on the ward, is that you have a good number of adolescents that sort of support each other through that process. They're quite open, they talk about their feelings, they talk about their issues, and that in itself becomes quite a good coping mechanism for most of them. We also have things like art therapy, which is quite good for them as well. And I do find that on our ward, there does tend to be a lot of them that are quite artistic, and which is quite good. It seems to be a good avenue for them to explore, to express themselves. And some of the art, you know, whereas we may not be things that we would draw or normally see, it's things that mean something to them, and it's actually quite good to see. The other issue that we have on the ward that we see coming up over and over again recently is about transgender, gay, bisexual, and how that they are sort of affected by society. And what we try to do is put quite a positive look on that, because with people who are going through those kind of changes in their lives, especially at an adolescent stage, it's important to be positive about it. They're around people who accept them for who they are and how they are, and it gives them the chance to sort of explore that and, you know, look for the answers that they might not be able to find generally if they're in a more negative environment. I think that it's important to look at the support that's available in the community prior to somebody actually having a hospital admission. And there's lots of different places that you can go, like Mind, or if you search on the internet, there's places to go on the internet, talking to your parents, family, friends, maybe your church. And I think it's also important that things like Smile Radio, how they do these segments so that people can actually get a better understanding about mental illness and how they can actually help and how it does affect lots and lots of people. and that it's not something that you should be embarrassed of. It's something that you should openly talk about and get help for.